8 months after a judge ruled that Republican consulting group Data Targeting Incorporated had to turn over close to 2,000 pages of communications pertaining to the legislature's 2012 redistricting efforts, they've released a little more than 160. Adam Schechter is a lawyer arguing for the voting rights groups that are suing the legislature for alleged gerrymandering. His comments came in a room full of reporters competing with the sound of the babbling fountain in the judge's chambers.
Respectfully, this court should order the we asked 24 hours the other day, and that didn't seem to work. We think it should be the immediate production of all documents. And moreover, these non-parties should be ordered to pay the substantial cost that the plaintiffs have had to incur in this case in getting to this point.
The judge met Schechter halfway and held the consulting group in contempt of court and ordered them to pay the plaintiff's legal fees. But he didn't ask them for the immediate release of communications, instead opting to have the parties meet privately with another judge next week to decide whether the documents are relevant to the case. Data Targeting Incorporated is arguing releasing the documents is unconstitutional and violates the company's right to privacy. For WFSU-FM, I'm Ryan Bank.